Bit of history there. Just talk us through what happened then a few moments ago.
I just said thanks for the game, mate, and shook his hand. And good. He did really well again tonight, so good stuff.
23-8 on a Tuesday morning. That was Ben Dixon, Ben Doodle Dixon, interviewing Dane Zorko post-match.
The decoy forward.
The decoy was a decoy forward for 200 games. He was the champ. 4-point victors, the Brisbane Lions over the Gold Coast Suns in the Q Clash again at Metricon Stadium on the weekend. Dane Zorko, the skipper of the Brisbane Lions, had an interesting affair. Interesting night that night. He joins us to tell us more. Good morning, Dane.
G'day, guys. How are you?
We're going very, very well. Now, we heard from Dicko, that little grab on Fox Footy post-match about your little banter between you and Tuke Miller. Explain it a bit deeper for us. What the hell was going on there?
I guess it's just probably the build-up of being competitive. And to be honest, I don't really remember much what I said, and nor would he remember what he said either. But I guess it was just a heated moment. Probably more a relief that we won, to be honest. And, obviously, there was a bit of history after the first Q Clash, and no surprise he had the job again on the weekend. And so I think it was just more relief that we ended up getting the win. And, probably went about it the wrong way. But when you play such a competitive sport and in the heat of the battle, things tend to happen. And competitive juices are flaring. And, it probably didn't look great. But from my end, just a sense of relief more than anything.
So clearly what happened early in the season had stuck with you. You've been sitting on that for a while, Dane. And I'm purely going on your reaction, your body language through the evening that it got to you.
Probably in the first game, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. I guess because certainly wasn't expecting it the first time we played them. So it was a bit of a shock. Obviously, we were a lot better prepared as a team going into it on Saturday night. So it was well-equipped and, Judge the battle how you like. It was great that we got the win in the end.
Well, Zorks, I'll ask you about a teammate of yours. Take a bit of pressure off you for a second before we come back to that. Nick Robbo, he's an interesting cat, to say the least. Did it actually add any spice to the game in the first 5 minutes? Was there any chat on the ground about his comments?
No, believe it or not. There wasn't a hell of a lot said. And it was probably one thing we mentioned after the game that we were surprised that they didn't come out a little bit more annoyed or angry and with a little bit more flair. They certainly didn't do that. It was probably more myself and Took's battle that probably got more of attention than what Nick Rollo did. I think Gold Coast handled it really well, and I think we were prepared for whatever was going to come his way as well. So I think both teams handled it really well, and it wasn't as much of a spark up that was probably first expected.
Did Fags address it? Comments? What did he say to the group regarding it?
I guess we just sort of used it as extra motivation for ourselves. Nick, obviously, what he said was incorrect, and that was his belief, certainly not the beliefs of the team. We understand Gold Coast is actually a really strong, contestable team and have been all year, so we certainly didn't think that was the case. And we just addressed it and used it as extra motivation for us and prepared ourselves for what was going to come. And I think we did that really well. I think Faye handled it really well as well. We put our arms around Nick. He obviously said something wrong. We all make mistakes and we all learn from them. So,
It seems that this rivalry between the two clubs is now getting real. There's nothing manufactured about it, that there is a clear animosity between the two clubs. Would that be fair?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the positions of the two teams on the ladder, ever since Q Clash has started, has sort of been irrelevant. The games are always going to be hard contested and probably scrappy and messy, but I think it's an honest contest every time we play each other. And with all this little other niggly stuff that happens on and off the field, it just builds the hype up even more, and hopefully it can be a really strong rivalry in the cup.
And just the last one on what happened on Saturday night, was that your biggest challenge as a leader this year? You're obviously the captain of the footy club under unique circumstances, but this was a situation where you were really targeted by the opposition, as you have been a lot in the past, but you've got that balance of trying to be the ball winner, the key player, but also a leader and I guess lead with that sort of responsibility. How did you find that juggle?
I guess I sort of took the disposal part of it out of it and just sort of worked on. I knew he was going to play me extremely tight, like in the first game, so it was what I could do without the ball that I thought I could probably best help the team. And I certainly approached it that way. Defensively, I thought I was really good, had a lot of pressure ups, a lot of tackles, and then ended up getting a little bit of the ball as well. So but communication and throwing up different plans that we sort of had put in place for the week led to a few of our goals by me being selfless and putting my teammates in a better position to win the ball and create an outnumbered spot. So it was more important that I stayed in the game mentally. And, yeah, it looked like we had a few tussles there and a few words here and there, me and Took, but very happy with the way that I didn't react to too much of it, didn't give away silly free kicks like I did in the first game. So I thought from that sense I handled it fairly well.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying, but with the antics and all that sort of stuff, which is, you know, you can call it what you like, showmanship or whatever else, do you feel that you have to perhaps change that a little bit when you're captain, or do you still feel that you can do what you would do normally just as a player?
No, I think it's important that I conduct myself well out on the field, and unfortunately at the end of the game, I probably certainly didn't do that. Probably a little bit embarrassed was actually what happened, but... Yeah, I've certainly learned from that, and I guess in the heat of the battle, in the heat of the moment, stuff like that's going to happen, and it's just important that I learn from it. But I certainly, expect myself to handle these situations a lot better now being the leader of the football club.
Dana, the people around AFL have seen Brisbane's year as a real positive. We've seen lots of great signs for you guys, you know, the young players, also the great form of yourself and Dane Beams. How do you see this year as a whole for the Lions?
Yeah, really positive, Jimmy. I think I touched on that 2 weeks ago when I said that if someone said that we're going to lose five or six games under 7 points against top eight teams, I'd probably say you're joking sort of thing. So I think it's been a really consistent year. I think last year we probably ended up with more wins or the same amount of wins, but we didn't feel like the process was right. We didn't feel like things were how they should have been. And I really think Luke Hodges helped a lot with the leadership and organisation of the football club on and off the field. I think a lot of our young kids have really stood up. So I think it's been a really consistent year and things seem to be heading in the right direction. So along with the wins, they've been fantastic, but it's more, I think, that we've got the right process in place now, and it's been a really, really strong year. And take out the Richmond game and a little bit of that North Melbourne in the first half, and the year's been fairly consistent, and the losing margins haven't been as big as what they have been in previous years. So a really solid, consistent year for us, I think.
How far away are you from Gold Coast? There's all this talk about Gold Coast getting a priority pick. There hasn't been too much talk about Brisbane getting a priority pick.
No, but I think you can see in the results that we sort of put on the park this year that things are building really well. Our young guys are really coming along fantastically. Cam Rainer had another good game. And Jared Berry were fantastic performance. So I feel like we're certainly improving week in, week out. I don't read too much into the priority picks and that sort of stuff, but certainly the club's in a really solid position than what it was last year, and that's the pleasing thing. I feel like we're in a really good spot to move forward as a club, and I think we're doing that.
One game to go, and the West Coast Eagles are coming to town trying to lock in a top two spot. Is there an air of sort of spoil the party going on at the Brisbane Lions?
Yeah, well, absolutely. We want to win. There's no doubt. That's no illusion that we certainly want to win this weekend. Last year, we played North Melbourne, and we had a win the week before, and I guess we sort of just thought we were going to rock up and it was going to happen. So we need to learn from what happened last year and learn from those mistakes that we made against North Melbourne, get our preparation right really well. We've got another opportunity against a really good team that's going to be playing finals, going to finish top two, top four. We can obviously change that with how we perform on the weekend. But, we're certainly locked in. We really want to finish the year off well. It's been a consistent year. We want to make sure that we have a really good performance for our home fans to finish off.
Well, the fans get to see you one last time against one of the best teams in the competition, the West Coast Eagles. So hopefully it goes in your favour. Looks like you might be playing with the Eagles against the Eagles without Josh Kennedy and perhaps even Jack Darling. We'll see, Whitey. We'll see.
Dane, just one more from us, because we've appreciated all the insights you've given us through the year, and it has been an amazing year for you. Do you think of the form troubles and the tag troubles you had at the start of the year, and the way you talked to us about that, about how you overcame that, becoming captain of the football club? I think you certainly should be in all Australian discussions again this year with your season. How would you describe your year personally with what you've gone through?
Take out the rounds 5 and 6 where I was heavily tagged out of the game. It's been rather consistent. I think my numbers, I don't personally like to look into it too much, but compared to last year, there's only 3 or 4 disposal differential between it. So really consistent. I'm probably more happy with what I've been able to add to the group off-field and leadership side of things, and really helping build the club and stepping in while Dane was in a really difficult time. So I feel like I've certainly developed in the leadership department, which has been a really positive growth, and a lot of that helps come from FaZe and Hodgie as well. So they're fairly consistent, to be honest, apart from those 2 games early on in the year. I feel like my year's been rather consistent and holds in good stead for next year. And I feel like a lot of the boys can probably say that about their years. They've been rather consistent, which is really pleasing. That's what you're after in a team. You want everyone playing their role, being consistent week in, week out, and I feel like we found a little bit of that.
Well, you've been great to us, as Whitey said, Dane, throughout the year, and we do absolutely appreciate it. You don't have to do it, but you do it, and we love the energy you give and the humour you've brought to the conversation as well. We appreciate that. Good luck this weekend, and hopefully we'll catch you soon.
Awesome, guys. Thank you. I just walked inside having a coffee. He wants to come out and say goodbye.
I'll get walks on. Is he there? Get him on.
Yeah.
Get him on.
Josh, here he is.
Josh Hello. Walker.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Good, mate. Thank you for your time this year. It's been a pleasure.
No, that's all right. It's got to be breakfast every week, and it's good.
We've admired your growth on the field and on top of your head this year.
You goose.
We're actually getting listeners tweeting pictures of you these days, Josh. This is how big you're becoming on the back of this.
I actually saw that one. It's really good for the profile.
Well, there's been a lot of things good for your profile. Nonetheless, your form has been part of it as well. We appreciate that. It's going beautifully. And good luck in the last game of the season.
Thank you very much, guys.
Good stuff, Josh Walker and Dane Zorko, the Twin Towers.